My name is Lori Lee, and I am from Oklahoma. I spend a good part of my day in the car because of my job, and so often I have little time to do anything else but ride around in my car. I really appreciate the fact that American Family Radio is about reporting the truth, regardless of whether or not it's the Democrats or the Republicans, that they are about the truth and about lifting up God's truth and God's word. I'm so thankful for this radio station.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are listening to us in the country. Welcome to day two of the fall Share-a-thon 2024. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. I am host of the Hamilton Corner that airs at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern time right here on the American Family Radio Network. And I am joined, as I was yesterday, by the illustrious, the dedicated, the diligent, the ever-profound apologist, evangelist, pastor, teacher, Dr. Alex McFarland. So good to be in studio with you here today, my brother.
Oh, you're too kind. It's great to be with you, Abe Hamilton III, man of God, attorney, broadcaster, general counsel for the American Family Association, and I'm very grateful to say a personal friend. But to God be the glory.
Amen.
And isn't it exciting that we can partner together, family being the operative word, mm-hmm. American Family Association, and God can work through us, vessels of clay, to call people to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So well said. And I'm excited additionally today because my wife and our children are here today.
Amen.
And so they'll be joining
Amen.
Me. In studio next hour. So if you stick around and you're watching the program, watch the Hamilton Corners normal broadcast, you'll be able to see them because they'll
Amen.
Be right here with me. And one of the major reasons, well, one, I'm always grateful to have my wife and children with me here in studio. But two, it is a reminder to me why we do what we do.
You Amen.
Know, I am committing myself. The scripture says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. The context in that passage directs us towards materiality, but in addition to material possessions, you have the immaterial possessions. And my prayer, should the Lord tarry, is that I will be invested in establishing for my children an America that's better than it was when I found it as an adult. And I know some people are saying, what? But that is what I'm endeavoring to commit myself toward, and duty is ours,
mm-hmm.
the results of the Lord's. And so this is what we are contending for here. This is a nation unlike any other nation. And as it is, as de Tocqueville said on his seminal work on democracy, that two-volume work,
yep.
where you had the historian, philosopher, political thinker, Alexander de Tocqueville, who was comparing the American Revolution to the French Revolution. You know, when he
yeah.
visited our nation and sought to see the core, the substance of our nation's virtue, and he sought for it in the banking system, didn't find it there, sought for it in our educational systems, didn't find it there, sought for it in every aspect of America. And he says, until I entered America's churches, I recognized that America is great because she is good. But when she ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Those words ring true still to this day, do they not?
Amen. Well said. That falls under the subject, really, of what we would call American exceptionalism. And
mm-hmm.
maybe we'll talk about that. I want to give some numbers and some info, folks. And we're asking you to give. And unapologetically, Abe Hamilton and I, we don't mind saying participate and give. We're going to talk about it. There's a $50,000 Founders Day challenge going on to 5 p.m., the founder of this great ministry many years ago, Dr. Don Wildman, he's in heaven now, but he had faith and obedience. And I'm proud to say that I'm personal friends with his son, Tim Wildman. who's the president of the American Family Association. And Abe, I think, you know, in they've said kind of at the kitchen table in the Wildman home decades ago, Don Wildman had this vision. He and his wife Linda sat down and prayed, began to work. Mm-hmm. That, look, there was no bricks and mortar back then.
No.
That was faith and obedience and sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Can we do any less in our day as our nation, the soul of America, must be restored? Now, AFA is promoting incredible content, the saving gospel of the dear Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Biblical worldview. A lot we're going to say about why we want you to be enthused about this ministry. The number, if you would call right now while you're thinking about it, please, 877-616-2396. Call your gift in any amount, and you can give securely online, tax-deductible gift if you would go to AFR.net, as in the American Family Radio Network. If you give a one-time gift of at least $150, this travel bag, it's really awesome. It's got the Revive Us Again logo on it. Probably be a conversation starter, and you could witness to somebody the message of Jesus. Or if you make a pledge and become a Great Commission partner, we call it, give a monthly gift of at least $30, you'll get this travel bag, plus Tim Wildman's new book, Because These Things Matter. I love the subtitle, A Compilation of Cultural Commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And give, folks, and join with us. Please pray. Please give. And we promise our commitment, our vow to you, we will proclaim truth, and it is changing lives.
And, Amen.
Abe, you mentioned that incredible quote by Alexis de Tocqueville. I remember as a young believer, I was in college. I had never heard about anything spiritual regarding America. As far as I knew, it was just some country.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a book. I was a young believer. There was a book by a man named Peter Marshall called The Light and the Glory.
Mm.
The subtitle was the question, did God have a plan for America? And I thought, what in the world? And I began to read, and I learned in this book, and I certainly wasn't learning it at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, but the founders prayed. They envisioned good civil government being meshed with biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like getting saved a second time.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is that I realized not only could I be a citizen of heaven by knowing Jesus, but I was a citizen in America,
mm-hmm.
and in my own tiny little way could be salt and light in a country raised up by God.
Mm.
We've got to restore this and light this fire all over again, Abe.
You know, it's so good. And let me say this. We are in the middle of a $50,000 challenge, and it's amazing how this challenge has come about. So a group of generous donors have come together and pledged $50,000 for the Share-a-thon, and this is a group of loyal AFR listeners, and they simply want to invite you to come alongside them, to join them in supporting this ministry so that we can continue to convey this type of content through the airwaves and through all the various tentacles, if you will, of the American Family Association ministry, in particular American Family Radio. But it is, which you said, is remarkable. And sometimes when people think, when they hear the term American exceptionalism, they think we are arrogantly saying that America is inherently better than any other nation, as if it's a horizontal humanistic comparison. But what we are saying, what I'm saying, when I talk about America's exceptionalism, is that God's providential hand was on the founding of our nation.
Amen.
And it is indisputable that we still, to this day, are one of the youngest nations in the world.
Yeah.
Yet we have risen to global prominence within the world. That can only happen with divine providence. And the prayer that took place in the Constitutional Convention that you mentioned was led by one of the least religious, Benjamin Franklin.
Exactly.
You know, who came in the midst of really an impasse to where they were arguing. There was no resolution happening. And Ben Franklin literally interrupts the proceedings and say, gentlemen, what we're doing now is not like what we did during the revolutionary period.
Yes.
You know, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without the awareness of divine providence, how then can an empire rise?
Mm-hmm.
And let us set our course to seek him.
Yes.
In this, it led to 3 days of prayer and what began and had hit impasse, then had kind of a roadway that you have this revolutionary undertaking. A lot of people forget that one of the things that they sought to do was to replace the Articles of Confederation,
mm-hmm.
you know, highlighting its weaknesses. There were several things that took place, arguments over navigation rights between the states of Virginia and Maryland, and all these things happened. And it was the hand of divine providence that laid the foundation for what became the first in the world's history, a constitutional republic with democratic features. It, when we talk about America's exceptionalism, we're talking about the exceptional God that led to the founding of the United States of America.
Amen. You know, one of the arms of this ministry, one of the many, many arms, is the American Family Cultural Institute. And there's a new video by Jenna Ellis, Why America is a Christian Nation. And that's just a wonderful DVD. I can't wait to watch that myself. And then Financial Freedom with Rob West and M.D. Perkins has made so many great videos that speak on cultural issues. And, of course, there's just even as we speak, the premiere of the Culture Warrior documentary on the life of Don Wildman. By the way, this is a day that we honor the founder of the American Family Association. And one of the ways you can honor and be a part is to give, and give financially. And I would ask you, look, I know times are tough. We all feel it. Abe, I was reading that our grocery dollar goes 30 to 70% less than it did 3.5 years ago. Our food buying dollar at the grocery store is 30 to 70% weaker.
I know that to be true. I have six children.
You're building a beautiful family.
Feeding them,
amen,
has changed within
exactly.
the last 3.5 years. I'll just say that.
And I'm going to say this, and folks, you'll have to do as the Holy Spirit guides you. But I have found, and my wife Angie would concur, in our journey, the time to obey God is maybe when you think it's not the time. The time to trust God boldly is when your faith is being stretched.
Mm.
And so at this hour, let's us, the church, and the big extended AFA family, let's invest in the souls of people and the restoration of our nation. I'm going to give this number. If you would give at 877-616-2396, let's blow up those phones, make them ring. Yes, you can make a phone ring. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Dana in Ecru, Mississippi. Michelle in Long Beach, Mississippi. Marion in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I've preached up there. Lynn in Little Rock, Arkansas. I've preached there. Judy Miller. Oh, I always go about every other year to Paris, Tennessee, to Tennessee Valley Community Church. My dear friend Carlton Gerald, Pastor Steve Gallimore in Paris, Tennessee. Thank you, Judy. On and on we could go. Here's my home state, Abe. Roanoke Rapids. They're on I-95 in eastern North Carolina. Wilbert, thank you for giving. But, Abe, I see all these cities, Richmond, Virginia, where I was, Burton, Texas, Corinth, Mississippi. I've been all over these places to preach. very special to me, brother. But, hey, we hear a lot of bad news, but God's still at work, isn't
he? Amen. He absolutely is still at work. And it is that work of God in our country. And we thank him for what he's doing all over the world. He is doing things all over the world and, you know, in Iran and all over the world. But he's also at work here in our country. Mm-hmm. God is still in the business of drawing people to himself, moving his people to perform his will, to execute his will, to execute his commission. And what we're doing here is a part of that. Would you call 877-616-2396? We're in the $50,000 challenge. The generous donors are challenging you to come alongside them, to join them in participating in this time period. It's going to continue until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Until 5 p.m., that is when the challenge ends. And so the donors want to see if you will meet them to generate this $50,000 by 5 p.m. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is for American Family Radio, AFR.net. By God's grace, this ministry has been and will continue to be a good steward over every penny that God entrusts to our stewardship.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing, and not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AF radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Alex McFarland here in the studio with attorney, pastor, broadcaster Abe Hamilton III. And you're listening to the American Family Radio Network. This is the Fall 24 Share-a-thon. And yes, we're asking you, every one of you, doesn't matter who you are, if you're listening right now, we are a Christian radio network, an overtly Christian, biblically based ministry. Number one, we believe that people need a relationship with Christ and to be born again. Number two, we believe that the presence of God's people and God's truth changes a nation. Abe and I, in the first session, we were talking about how America was, yes, America was founded on what we call the Judeo-Christian worldview. That right now hangs in the balance to a large degree. Together, you and I together, and all of us praying, giving, sharing, God can use what we do collectively to help save America. So we're asking you to get involved, and it's the Founders Day. We're honoring the founder, Dr. Don Wildman. He's in heaven now, but you can give. If you would dial this number now, 877-616-2396, please make a telephone ring. Right now, you'll talk to a friendly voice. I can just tell you, it'll make your day. You'll get a boost for the rest of the day by talking and fellowshipping. Call right now, 877-616-2396. Your gift in any amount, it's tax deductible. It will be used for the gospel. There's a challenge. Some people that love this ministry have put up $50,000, and they're saying, look, we're challenging you, dear listeners, to put up the best gift that God would lead you to give, and you can give securely online at afr.net. My dear friend Abe Hamilton, who I love and respect so much, he's got a big smile on his face because your family just came by.
Yes.
Out in the hallway. And, you know, I think about your children. What a privilege. They're growing up with a godly mom and dad. And I know your kids are going to have memories of this ministry, being in and around something God is using to touch the world. And I just want to say it's a real testimony There's a lot. You're an attorney, you're a minister, you're a broadcaster, but first and foremost, you're a Christian, a husband, and a father. Amen. And man, I respect that.
Hey, man, well, glory to God. That's my full-time job. That's how I start the show.
Right on.
Every day, because I come on during drive time, and it said most of you are listening to the show. Many of you, if not most of you, you're making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate an income to your full-time jobs, which is cultivating an outcome. And that outcome cultivation starts right in the home. And I say that to really aid us in recalibrating our thinking. You know, everything in the world and society pushes us toward placing importance and significance on everything except our families, which is actually a reversal of what God calls us to do. It doesn't mean we ignore what's happening in the world, but we execute our Lord's commission starting right at home, which begins with proclaiming the gospel to our own children and making disciples right at home.
You know, Abe, I want to talk about something if we could. And folks, the thing this hour, we're asking you to give and participate, and I don't want to get us too much off track. Hmm. But wouldn't you agree, as a Christian, one of the places you grow the most, you learn the most, and I know in my own heart, being humbled, learning, is in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lord, I mean, it's genius that in the home we grow in our sanctification
mm-hmm.
by laying down our lives for our wife,
mm-hmm.
by loving our kids. I got to tell you, you know, salvation is putting your faith in Jesus, but the most Christian growth ever takes place in the family. That's why it's so imperative that the family is preserved.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. Over the summer, we were in front of 1,200 teens in 7 youth camps. I get to promote our youth camps. Tim Wildman allows me. You know, 20 years ago, we would have 40, 50 kids in youth camps. Now, because I have the privilege of being on this megaphone called AFR, we have 1,200. And next summer, it'll probably be more like 1,400 kids.
Mm.
Sociologists are very concerned. I'm not talking Christians. I'm talking secular sociologists.
Mm-hmm.
Family and childbearing is kind of flat, if not declined. One of the things I think that is so pleasing to God about this ministry is we urge people, be a champion for family.
Mm-hmm.
Children are a heritage of the Lord.
Amen.
Marriage matters, and we could talk about what's called replacement rate, that our nation, folks, there's a thing called demographic winter when there's mm-hmm. not marriage, there's not childbearing. And so the very center of our title is the word family.
Amen.
And that's a big part of the biblical worldview, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And let me just remind listeners before I respond to your question and prompting that the number to call is 877-616-2396. We are in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. Will you be a part of a meeting of that challenge? The donors have laid the gauntlet down. We put down our 50. Will you put down yours? You know, 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Dr. McFarland, you mentioned several resources, the Cultural Institute video by Jenna Ellis. And you mentioned how really the Lord gave Brother Don Wildman the vision for what is now the American Family Association right at his kitchen table with his wife, Linda. You can see that story depicted in a powerful documentary film. If you become a Great Commission partner, that is a person who commits to give to this ministry. We're grateful for however the Lord moves you to do so, whether it's a one-time gift or if you become a monthly supporter of this ministry in any dollar amount, $2 a month, $5, $10, $50, $1,000, $10,000, you will be a Great Commission partner. One of the benefits of being a Great Commission partner is you will have access to all of these resources through our streaming site, stream.afa.net. That's one of the resources
wow.
that through your generous wow. support, the Lord has afforded us to construct so that we don't have to be afraid of being canceled by YouTube, Fascist Book, did I say that out loud? or any of these other outlets, because God has allowed us to build our own streaming service. Great Commission partners have full access to everything that is made available there. But to your point about the family, you know, Satan doesn't like to contend with full-grown opposition.
Mm.
You know, he gets a whisper that there's a deliverer coming to Egypt. What do you do? Let's kill all the baby boys. There's a Messiah coming to Israel. What do we do? Kill all of the baby boys. He doesn't like to contend with full-grown opposition. God has revealed in his word that the manifold wisdom of God, his manifold wisdom, will be put on display through the church. But what's the foundational unit of the church? The family.
Amen.
The marital unit is the only human institution that God describes in his word as being illustrative of Christ in his church.
Yes.
It's no wonder that marriage and family are under attack. And to your point about the sanctifying effects of engaging intentionally in family, it's not a coincidence that the majority of the qualifications for eldership in the Lord's church focus on how a man conducts himself within his home.
Amen.
Because God knows one of the foremost purposes of the marital union is for the purposes of sanctification.
Amen.
Which is why it's so vitally important as we as Christian parents, we engage with our children, because it's not only to benefit them. Me taking the responsibility of leading my family and shepherding and discipling my own children, sharing the gospel with my own children, guess what that does? Whenever, and I know you know this, when you have the responsibility of teaching the word of God to somebody else, it causes you to study at a different clip, doesn't it?
It does. Amen. Amen.
And so then you, taking the responsibility of teaching the word of God to my own children, studying at that different clip, guess what I also get the benefit of? An internal accountability mechanism. Because when I teach my children, the word of God says a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh answer stirs up anger. Guess what I have? And I have six children, so I have 12 eyes looking at me. Daddy, it doesn't seem like your answer wasn't too soft. Didn't the word of God say a soft answer turns away wrath? So I have an internal accountability system.
Amen.
That benefits me, because I have 12 eyes watching how I put into practice what I'm teaching my very own children. And so it's reciprocally beneficial, not only for them. They get the benefit of having an in-home, internal source of consistent biblical pedagogy.
Yes.
Combined,
amen,
with, by God's grace, an example that also includes what we should affirmatively do, also repentance when necessary.
Amen.
And then I get the benefit of having responsibility of teaching consistently, but also that accountability that is internal, because I want my children not to find the Lord in spite of me. You know, I don't want my life to become an obstacle course for my children following the Lord. I want it to be a runway.
Amen.
I want my life to be a runway. And so that is a part of the benefit of investing, starting right in our own homes.
Did you ever hear that little poem, "A careful man I ought to be, for a little fellow follows me"? And it's about, like you say, those sets of eyes watching you. One of my favorite scriptures, and by the way, folks, this is Sherathon, Alex, and Abe Hamilton III. Hey, please call in. Hey, let's partner together, and let's call our nation back to Christ. You can partner with us, 877-616-2396. Call right now, if you would, while you're thinking about it, please. And you can give securely online at AFR.net. I love Exodus 13. It says, "When it comes to pass that your son will ask you, 'Why do we do these things?' Then you will say, 'When Pharaoh would hardly let us go, God with a strong hand delivered us.'" And Abe, the implication of that is that your child, and listen, dad, mom, there comes a moment when your child essentially is saying, "How do I have that relationship with the Lord that I so clearly see you have? Dad, mom, how do I read the Bible? How do I talk to Jesus?" Look, whenever people come to Christ, we rejoice. But I truly believe the Lord Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, initiated marriage and family because, as Francis Schaeffer said, the home is the church in miniature. See, that's why the family is so hotly under attack. They say traditional marriage. I call it true marriage. But
I just call it marriage.
Yeah.
What an idea.
Exactly. And this ministry is absolutely at the forefront of proclaiming truth. And I hear it everywhere I go. You know what, Abe, I was so honored. Last weekend I was in Bella Vista, Arkansas, and a young couple came up to me and they said, "Mr. McFarland, would you pray over us? We're engaged. We're going to get married in January." And this young lady, I'm going to say she was probably 28, 29. She said, "I grew up listening to you. I was 14 in the back seat of my mom's car riding home from school, and I would listen to you and Bert Harper on Exploring the Word 15, 16 years ago." And she said, "We wanted to come." She said, "We're going to build a Christian home. And I've listened to you since I was in like middle school." Two things. For one, I thought, wow, I'm old. but no, here's the thing, folks. When you give and you financially invest in the American Family Association, only in eternity will we know the scope and the impact. To God be the glory, but let's do the work while it is day. The night cometh when no one can work, mm-hmm. but right now we can.
Amen. Amen. And the number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. However the Lord is moving you to give, whether it be a one-time donation of any amount, whether it be a monthly contribution of any amount, we are grateful for every single contribution. And frankly, it is an investment in the kingdom of God and us being his hands and feet and keeping these microphones open and unhindered. You know, not just open, but unhindered. Some
unfettered.
Other places. Unfettered. Absolutely right. And that lack of fetter is due to the relationship we have with you, the listeners and supporters, because we are supported directly by you. And you made the point earlier, and I said what I said about marriage, not to be intentionally provocative or condemning. Simply put, God as marriage's designer is alone its definer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who would say Jesus never said anything about marriage, that's just woefully ignorant or malicious.
Yeah.
Because first of all, it would assume that the word of God from Genesis to Revelation is not the word of Jesus. But from Genesis to Revelation is the word of Jesus.
Amen.
The Apostle John describes him as a word made flesh who was there at the beginning. The word, the logos of God, is present at the beginning. But in addition to that, Jesus himself affirmed what he said in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, recorded in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 19, where he says, "Have you not read, he who created them from the beginning made them both male and female?" That is a specific citation to Genesis chapter 1.
Amen.
You know, male and female. In so doing, Jesus is affirming that the only two candidates for the institution of marriage that he inaugurated is a mature male and a mature female.
Yes.
To the exclusion of any counterfeits. This is not my opinion, folks. This is the unassailable, unchanging word of God. Then
Amen.
He goes on, "And for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh."
Amen.
Once again, the word wife there is from the Greek term gune.
Mm-hmm.
Which forms the foundation of the English medical discipline of gynecology.
Exactly.
There's only one portion of the human species that can be served by a gynecologist.
Yes.
And this is what Jesus himself has affirmed. And so what I'm saying to you is Jesus has defined marriage. Jesus has defined identity, and he's done so to the exclusion of any counterfeits, which is why I say marriage presumes that it is one male and one female who are both mature, because according to the word of God, there are no other qualified candidates for his institution.
Amen. You know, I got to say this, and by the way, folks, if you give, the ripple effect only the Lord knows, but it is extensive, and I'll speak to that in a moment. But the number, if you would call this number now, it's 877-616-2396. Please give. Join with us. Let's partner together. There's a Founders Day Challenge. Some generous benefactors that love and believe in this ministry have given $50,000, and there's a challenge. They say, look, we've given, Abe, as you said, they lay down the gauntlet.
Yes.
And they're saying, look, let's us step it up and give in honor of the founder, Dr. Don Wildman. You can give securely online at AFR.net. A couple of weeks ago, I got a call from a listener, and they said, hey, we have a friend of a friend who's in the hospital. Not sure this person is saved. He was in a terrible car wreck. Would you go visit? So my wife and I did, and we drove to this particular hospital, and I'm going in this big hospital to visit a total stranger, and I looked over in the waiting area was a copy of the Stand magazine. And I was like, yeah, in a public hospital amongst the magazines, the Stand is the monthly American Family Journal, great articles. I've written for it. But see, the ripple effect. I don't know who's going to read that, but somebody will pick it up and find it and read it, whether it be the radio signal, this microphone of God's truth, online digital content. Folks, you're investing in a way that will touch lives in countless ways.
Amen. So very well said. So please call 877-616-2396. Who knows, your contribution could result in the Stand magazine showing up in another hospital or a doctor's office or a waiting area or a pregnancy resource clinic. You know, these things happen. Please call 877-616-2396 or give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of my fond memories of Brother Don is driving to Birmingham one time to a funeral. Now, I knew where the church was because I'd grown up not too far from that area of Birmingham. But unfortunately, on this day, I got him there early. It was still about 30 minutes until time for the service. We went on inside and sat down. Now, anyone who knows Don Wildman knows that he does not handle idle time well. And we had 30 minutes to go sitting there in a quiet church pew. It was a Catholic church, so Don picked up a hymnal and a prayer book and began to leaf through them. After a few moments, he elbowed me and whispered rather loudly, "Looky here, they got Charles Wesley hymns in here." And I guess that pleased him with his Methodist background and connection to the Wesleyan tradition. He was fidgety, and we carried on a little conversation for a while, and finally he grew quiet. Then the time came as the family entered the sanctuary. The congregation rose to show our respect, and I had turned slightly toward the aisle when I realized that there, kind of behind me, Brother Don was not standing up. And I turned enough so that I got this picture. He was sitting there. His chin was resting in the palm of his hand. That hand was connected to an elbow that was propped on the Catholic hymnal, and that hymnal was standing upright with the bottom edge resting on his knee. Yep, he was fast asleep. Now, what do you do when your boss isn't showing proper respect for the bereaved? I did the only thing that came to mind. I kicked him in the shin. He did stand up, and he threatened me for months thereafter that he was going to sue me for assault. But I never got a notice.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
I just wanted to express my condolences and my gratitude toward Brother Don, and just loved him like so many of your listeners do. Never met him, but the love and gratitude that I have for him, I'm sure, is like countless others. He has impacted now into the third generation of my family, and I cannot express my thanks so much. I know he will be missed, but what an impact this man has made on so many lives. God bless you all, and thank you all for what you're doing and will continue to do.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Alex McFarland here. I want to read a verse, Psalm 85, 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now, what is a revival? Well, a revival, it's a combination of two Latin words. It means life again. Revival means a return to the things that bring life. And we're asking you to give and participate, and together we're going to link arms. We're partnering to call revival into America. It's a work of God, but you and I can be a participant. God will work through us. And I honestly believe, I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it, God will bless and work through our giving to financially invest. So here's how you may do that. For one thing, you can give securely online at AFR.net, AmericanFamilyRadio.net. You can call. You'll talk to a friendly voice. You really will. It's going to just be a ray of sunshine in your day, I promise you, if you would call 877-616-2396. Now call and say, "Alex told me to call." So you can do that. When somebody answers, you say, "Alex and Abe told me to call," and you'll have a good time. You really will. And you'll invest in something that counts for eternity. 877 877- 616-2396. Abe, I got to ask your opinion. And when I was a new Christian, I was getting involved in church, and I just the Lord ramped me up quickly. I will say that, because all I wanted to do was see my friends get saved, and I read the Word of God. And so I was involved, and I was, I don't know, in the first year I was saved, I would go and help set the chairs out for the elementary school, Sunday school. And I remember thinking, I can do this. I'll set the chairs out. Boy, I would never get up and speak. That's that's not me, but I can be the guy that sets out chairs. And later on, I was youth pastor, and part of my job description was to clean the bathrooms, which I was happy to do. I'm not trying to sound spiritual, but I remember I was youth pastor, and I was cleaning the bathrooms at Macedonia Baptist Church, and I thought, what an honor to do this. Jesus died for me. I can clean these bathrooms for his glory. One day, I'm reading 1 Corinthians 15:58 that says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
Sometimes we might be up preaching a sermon or giving a Sunday school lesson. Sometimes you're giving a pledge by calling in. Sometimes you might just be picking up trash or whatever, visiting a shut-in. But here's the beautiful thing about the body of Christ. Our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
What we as born-again believers do, everything we're doing for Jesus Christ has eternal implications, does it not?
It does. It has eternal implications, and it has eternal generation.
Amen.
You know, it is from eternity for eternity. You know, I often talk about on Hamilton Corner, living from heaven down. You know, that we are not contending for victory, we're contending from victory.
Amen.
And it is because of that, it is our generation, it's the source of our generation, and it is the focus of our impact, you know, the eternal implication. I can't tell you the number of testimonies. I shared just one yesterday that I hear nearly almost every day of somebody tuning into this network, hearing the gospel proclaimed. It's not only shows like my program, Hearing Exploring the Word, hearing the preaching programs, Dr. David Jeremiah, just everything that is offered. It literally is almost every day I get a testimony of someone being impacted by that. And naturally, we may not see that, but God sees it. You know, I often refer to the fact that we have the Apostle Paul, who's responsible for writing over a third of the New Testament. Everywhere we see the Apostle Paul, from heaven down, God sees Ananias and Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Who is Ananias? Not many people know who he is, but Ananias is
the bravest man in the New Testament.
When the Lord said, there's a guy, he's been praying, I want you to go see him. Who, Lord? Saul of Tarsus on Straight Street. Ananias is like, are you sure?
Lord, are you not aware this is the guy who's laid waste to the church?
Yes. Yeah, translation of modern day. Don't you know this is the dude from ISIS? This
yeah,
is the
exactly.
guy from the Taliban. This is the guy, you know, who's known for saying that he wants to stamp out your witness in the world. And the Lord's like, yep, him. Go see him.
You know, I've often said this. I think one of the bravest men in the Old Testament would have been Nathan the prophet, who goes up to King David and says, thou art the man.
You are the man.
But Ananias in the New Testament, and let me just say this, and I would be remiss if I did not say this. If you've never come to Christ, maybe you're listening, you think, who are these two guys on the radio, Abe Hamilton and Alex? Listen, here's the message, that the Lord Jesus loves you, and you can be born again today. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you're listening right now, and there's just things in your life you just as soon forget. Please believe what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus loves you, and Jesus is as close by as a prayer. You know, when Ananias, he said, Brother Saul.
Yep.
I mean, here's the guy that put a hit on Stephen,
yes,
has killed, and Saul of Tarsus became Paul the Apostle because he was born again. Friend, you, if you're not sure that you're saved, you can be born again today.
Amen.
By calling on Jesus, who loves you. Whatever you've done, he will forgive. Whatever has been done to you, he can heal and fix. And see, that's our message to the world. Abe, I'll tell you this. I'm going to throw it to you. So I go to Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. I was asked to speak at the University of Canada in Toronto. So I fly up there, and the speaking engagement, that's a whole other story in itself. But I'm at this hotel. And I get up, and in a hotel lobby in Toronto, Canada, a man and woman come up. They say, "Oh, my goodness, Alex McFarland, AFR, what are you doing in Toronto?" And I was like, "How do you know?" They said, "Oh, we listen to AFR every day." And wow. They said, "Our church," and, you know, Canada, they're not quite spiritually where America is.
Well, I'll just be specific. Canada has laws that prohibit people from proclaiming. What I just said about marriage, that's illegal to say on the air.
Oh, yeah.
In Canada.
That's right. Listen, I was in—
regardless of who you are, if you're pastor, church, whatever, you cannot do that.
Okay, I was preaching in Maine, and folks, this is why we would implore you and beg you to stand with us. Let's be the biggest, strongest, most fruitful AFA together that we can be. Mm-hmm. 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net. So I was in Maine preaching on a Friday night doing this biblical worldview thing.
You finished your Canada story?
My point was, that isn't it amazing in Toronto, Canada, there's listeners to AFR,
yes,
and they recognize me. Mm. But this guy in Maine, he had driven over from Canada, and he kind of almost had me by the elbows. He said, "Listen to me, Alex." He said, "I cannot preach in my pulpit. They listen. I get censored." He said, "When I do my little local radio show in Canada, I have to give it to the government. There's several weeks of turnaround while they edit my thing down."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You American Christians, you better save your freedom while you have an opportunity."
Mm.
The window is not forever, is it?
No.
The window of opportunity.
It's not. It's not forever. And we invite you to join us, 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. You can participate in this $50,000 challenge. You have literally 8 minutes left to be able to do so. A $50,000 challenge is on the table currently, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. That is afr.net. You were explaining to those who are listening about the reality of being born again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's intentional that Messiah is referred to in Scripture as the second Adam.
Amen.
You know, you have Adam in Genesis, by whom sin entered the world. And by the second Adam, we as believers, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the benefactors of a new nature. We have a new nature. The Greek phrasing for being born again is gnao anothen,
mm-hmm.
that we are generated from above. And it is because of the new nature that we contend from victory, not for victory. And this is the message that we want to proclaim, the gospel proclamation for regeneration, and then the application of what the sanctified and those who are being sanctified, what it looks like as we live this out. This is what we endeavor to communicate through these airwaves, applying it to everything, to culture, to life, to health, to finances, to civic responsibility, civic engagement, you name it. We want to talk about it because the call of a disciple is to obey everything that Jesus taught us.
You
know, Christ following impacts every aspect of life, and we want to convey the notions of discipleship through this program and through this network, American Family Radio. Please call 877-616-2396, or you can give securely at afr.net. That is afr.net for American Family Radio.
Yeah, you know, I love that you mentioned that about being born from above. In John chapter 3, the Lord told Nicodemus, "Unless a man be born again."
Mm-hmm.
And it's that word anothen, mm-hmm. born from above. You know, Luke wrote Luke and Acts.
Yes.
And here's the thing, why we believe the Bible is the infallible, inerrant word of God. Luke said, having had perfect understanding, anothen, uh-huh. from above.
Uh-huh.
The very same Holy Spirit that regenerates our dead spirit and we're born again, that's the Holy Spirit that gave the words of Scripture.
Amen.
2 Peter 1, 19 through 21 says that the Bible, God's Word, this sure word of prophecy, in other words, infallible, dependable, God's Word, came not in the olden days by the will of man,
mm-hmm.
but holy men of God spoke as they were moved,
Oof.
Literally carried along,
yes.
by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You hear in the Word of God, of Jesus, the Son of God, you put your faith in Christ, you'll become a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Abe, is there anybody?
And a member of the family of God.
Amen. And one day, all together, we're going to be in the presence of God, in the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And we are in the kingdom of God even right now. See, here's what a lot of people don't realize. Matthew 11:12 says that the kingdom has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, we're not to be violent. That's not at all what it says. I looked this, I did a word study. Okay, we're in the battle. The crosshairs between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. And King Jesus wants to conscript you into his army.
Amen.
And really, we are to be proactive. We are to be consistent. We are to every day drawing our strength from the Lord. We're to every day be taking our stand. There, Abe, as I read the New Testament and church history, there is no such thing as a passive unengaged disciple.
No.
We're to be on point daily.
Absolutely. And the reality is being members of the family of God is that the Lord calls each member of his family into ministry. The word ministry simply means service. There's no relegated exceptional core that is limited to. Every believer is called. Every joint in the Lord's body is to supply. That is the beauty of being a member of the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians 12 explains it beautifully, that if you are nose, you can't say, because I don't have the sense of sight, I have no need of being a member of the body. No, we need every member to supply. We need every toenail, every hair follicle. We need every nostril. We need every eyeball, every, you know, vocal cord, every aspect of the Lord's body we need to supply. And every all hands on deck. You know, we see things that are transpiring. The Hebrew writer says, as much as you see the evil day approaching, exhort one another. And that is what we're endeavoring to do. Man, we don't have to be afraid of the darkness that surrounds us. Jesus, by his spirit, communicated through the Apostle Paul that spiritual warfare is a reality. Mm-hmm. But not to be afraid of it, because immediately after the Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, he then says, so put on the full armor of God.
Amen. Amen.
So it's not to stand in the corner cowering, oh me, oh my. No, no. Put on the full armor of God and engage in the forward-facing armor of God so that we're able to withstand, resist the works of the evil one. And I love that word resist, because the Greek word there is histamine, antihistamine, where we get antihistamines from. So we are to antihistamine the devil. And we're able to do so in word and in deed and with our resources. And so by calling 877-616-2396, you can be a part of antihistamining the devil.
Amen.
Through the airwaves.
That is a great word picture. And we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. But believing friend, you're a victor.
Amen.
In Jesus. Our Lord hung the planets and conquered the grave.
Come on.
He can meet our needs.
Amen.
And he rose from the dead. And folks, that empty tomb is proof positive that our Jesus is alive. You, if you're a believer, are alive in Christ. He's coming again. And we want to, till we see Jesus, there's an old gospel song, we'll work till Jesus comes, then we'll be gathered home. The number, if you would give, and call right now, you just call and say, Alex and Abe told me to call. 877-616-2396, and together we can contribute to the Great Commission.
Amen. AFR.net is the website. If you want to give online, you can do so securely by going to AFR.net. A gift of any amount, whether it's a one-time gift or you sign up to become a monthly giver, every gift we appreciate. We are committed to being good stewards. It will be utilized for the Lord's glory, doing his work through this ministry. The Lord has been faithful through you and through this ministry for over 40 years. And by God's grace, we will continue in that vein. 877-616-2396. You literally have about 50 seconds to get in on this $50,000 Founders Challenge, or give securely online at AFR.net. AFR.net.